Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
The South Haven Business Beat podcast is sponsored by Community Bank. At Community Bank, relationships come first. We're proud to be a bank where you're more than a number. You're family. Our experienced bankers take time to understand your goals and walk beside you every step of the way. Whether it's personal or business banking, we've got you covered. Visit communitybank.net or stop by your local branch to experience relationship banking at its best. Community Bank, where community comes first. This episode is sponsored by Ballooned and Knotted. Want unforgettable decor? We've got the wow factor. Let us elevate your event with custom balloon creations that pop. Call us today, 770-861-8147.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and we are here sitting down with small business owners to give them a chance to tell their story and also to offer tips and tricks for people that are wanting to possibly start a business in this industry or even thinking about using the services that these different businesses provide. So today with me, I have Miss Jennifer Kalura, who is the owner and CEO of Ballooned and Knotted Party Decor. She is phenomenal. Balloon arches that you see around South Haven, 9 times out of 10, they're her, especially if they're incredible looking.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Miss Jennifer.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
I want to start off just right out of the gate. I need you to tell everybody a little bit about you.
Yeah.
How Ballooned and Knotted got started.
All right.
What you got for us?
All right. So I am new to the area in general. Moved here from Las Vegas last year. Moved here for my husband's job.
Culture shock.
Yeah, a little bit. So when I was in Las Vegas, I was doing this part-time for a friend of mine's company who has one of the largest event companies over in Las Vegas. When I moved here to the area, I wasn't exactly sure that I was coming here to start Ballooned and Knotted. It happened as an evolution of, okay, I'm in this new city. How am I going to integrate? What can I do? I'd like a creative outlet. I'd like a hobby that can be also lucrative. I loved doing what I did in Las Vegas, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give it a go. So I just made the decision. I said, I'm not sure how it's going to be received here in town. I don't know if there's a market for it so much, but we're going to give it a go. What's the worst that could happen? It can be my little hobby here. And it took off bigger than I anticipated. It blew up, no pun intended.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So with this particular industry,
yes. It
really has, in general, this whole industry has blown up.
Yes.
Over the last couple of years.
Totally.
Like before it was just a handful of people and you buy some balloons and you just blow up some balloons and there you have it.
Yes.
Now we have huge, elaborate displays.
Yes.
Like I had never seen before. And that's just in the last few years.
Totally.
So with that inset of saturation, what do you think you pride yourself in? What sets you apart from the others in your industry in the area?
I mean, I think that's a great question. In general, I always say this within my team, to other people, even to myself. There's plenty of crowns to go around and there's plenty of people to go around. And saturated is used loosely, in my opinion, because there's so many people, there's so many occasions, there's so many events, there's room for everyone. However, what sets us apart at Ballooned and Knotted, I feel, of course, biased on it, but I also am pretty proud about it. We have a series of things that I don't want to say others don't bring the same elements to the table, but I feel confident in what we bring. So I can speak to what we bring to the table.
Yeah.
There's the technical parts of it, which is the logistics and having the physical things that you need to be able to do things professionally, install professionally, whether it be the trailer that's able to transport and hold larger products, there's the stands, there's all the physical things that people don't necessarily realize that go into play that maybe someone else may not have available, readily accessible. We are licensed and insured. So that's also a great feature to have when you're working on a venue site that might require certain things. It takes away the liability off of the client so they're not worrying about it. So we have the technical things in place. We have the professional training. We have these things that are setting us up for success for ourselves, but also for the client. We offer a design that is unique. Any kind of art service, it's there's the technical part of it, which are like the basic how-tos, but then there's the creative element to it. So your brand, whether it's event industry, whether it's food, whether whatever it may be, your brand is basically, it's your vibe. So, and that's something that I think is different for us. We're a fun but elegant vibe. We also offer our professionalism from start to finish. So when you're working with us, we're going to treat your event, no matter how small, how big, we're going to treat it with the utmost care. We respect and appreciate our clients' time and money, and we truly strive to exceed their expectations. We want it to be an overall experience that they're going to walk away from and feel like, wow, that was great. That made my experience even better. I can't wait to tell all my friends about it too, but that it was just an overall positive thing, start to finish, no bumps. We strive for excellence from the paperwork end of it, from how we approach the install part of it, the breakdown part of it, everything involved A to Z. We take it truly to heart. We really want to ensure that our clients are satisfied.
That is definitely something that can set you apart, because the attention to detail,
absolutely,
every step of the way matters. It really does. I want to, you said something that piqued my interest. I really want to know about the creative side of things.
Yes.
What do you do and how do you approach the creative process for creating custom event stuff? Because I know that they come in and they're like, I want to do a 50s party.
Totally.
I want to do this.
Yes.
I have no idea. I like pink.
Yes.
So what does that look like? How do you go about your creative process?
So when somebody reaches out for an event, whether it be a birthday party, a grand opening, a wedding, whatever the case may be, I try to gather insight on what the client's looking for. There's a lot of listening that's involved and trying to understand what they're looking for. If someone is very specific in what they're wanting, like, hey, I have these pictures, I want it to look exactly like this, I want a replica of this style, I want this theme, whatever the case may be, I always, even when they have an exact plan, remind them that there will be a creative balloon did not attach to it in that sense. So there's also then, like you're saying, someone who says, I would like this theme, I'm not really sure, what do you recommend? I like to get the big picture of the entire scope of what we're looking at. I like to look at, like, always first the technical parts of it, of like, where is the space? Are we inside? Are we outside? Where are we attaching to? What are we doing? There's these little things that are kind of hard to visualize if you're not in the industry of saying, oh, like, oh, that pole right there is going to be excellent to create XYZ. Like, it might not go to your forefront because it's not something you're typically working with. But our brand in general, I prefer to not give a specific outline of what's going to happen. I almost like to bring an element of surprise because, and this is the reason, I'll sit with what the client wants and I will literally like be standing in the shower and have an epiphany of like, oh my gosh, I totally need to add like this random ribbon in this spot right here. Or like, oh, I bet you if I put some lemons over here, it's going to like really pull together the fact that they wanted this thing on this side over here. It's just something that happens. I can't really explain it. There's not the exact words to articulate it, but it's listening to what the client wants, using the environment that we have, and creating something. I try to make it unique each and every time. I want it to be different. I want to bring something that was unexpected. I love surprising my clients. Anyone who has worked with me knows I usually will like bring some kind of an element that they didn't ask for along the lines of what they're wanting, but like a surprise or just something for fun. We like creating the unexpected and just making something different.
I love the artistic expression side of it.
Yeah.
Because it does make each and every piece that you do different.
Yeah.
Even if it was the same theme, even if it was the same color.
Right.
It's never going to look exactly the same. I love that so, so much. What also do you see as far as trends and things in this industry? What kind of trends have you seen come and go? What do you think is going to be something that's going to last?
Okay. So that's fun. Cause we always like to talk about, with amongst my team, like, oh, we can't wait to do XYZ theme. Obviously there was a lot of like highlighting of like the theme of Wicked, or there's been some new things of, a teeny bit older, like, you know, like a martini or,
I've seen those.
Yeah. Or like something is brewing, like baby brewing, like coffee color themes, or there's so many new ones. There's always, always something new. In fact, that's like one of my goals. I'm like, I want to create like the next trend, but I'm like, what is it going to be? I don't know. I think that we're also in, like an era so to speak, where people are really having a lot more fun with celebrating. And with that, it's almost like you can create a theme out of anything. Like, let's make a table theme and like do unique tables. And like, I don't know, I'm just saying, like, you could really make a theme out of anything. But the ones that you see more consistently, you know, there's like baby in bloom type things, things in bloom, like bridal in bloom or baby in bloom, or the cowboy or cowgirl is kind of like a consistent one. Or I don't know. There's a like even right now, like Taylor Swift is pretty popular. That's like a, that's been a big one too. So there's just so many. I don't know. There's so many. I'm excited to be doing, we're going to have, stay tuned and see, there's going to be a Bridgerton theme. So I've been like, last year I was like, I really hope somebody does Bridgerton. I really hope somebody does Bridgerton. And I got one and I'm like, ah! So I
okay,
can't wait.
So when is that?
That's going to be in April.
Okay, cool beans. Yes. So we're going to be on the lookout. We're going to stalk your social media.
Yes, please do.
Because that's going to be so incredible.
Can't wait.
Okay, so when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about just the details behind the scenes, what your typical day looks like.
Sounds good.
But before we do that, we do have to go to commercial for just a second.
All right.
We have to thank our sponsors because we can't do what we do without their help and support. So guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. We are back and we're sitting down with Miss Jennifer with Ballooned and Knotted talking about parties and event decor and balloon arches and everything beautiful. Miss Jennifer, I want to just keep right on rolling. I want you to tell us about just your event decor business.
Yes.
It's more than just balloon arches and birthday party balloons.
Absolutely.
What services, what things? Tell me all of it.
Absolutely. So we offer a full range event consultation, basically company, to where we do obviously mainly have the focal point of the balloon decor, the balloon art with it. But with that, there's also so many other things that you can either add or opt out of balloons and simply go with. For example, if there's someone who doesn't want balloons, but they would like a backdrop, we can do backdrop. We do wood backdrops. We can do fabric backdrops. We can do custom painting on them. We can do a variety of different things. We can do a floral backdrop. We can do all different types of backdrops in general. But then there's also table centerpieces we can accommodate. If there's a corporate event, if there's a wedding, a shower, a 18th birthday, 16th birthday, whatever, the baby shower, whatever the case may be, where they have a plethora of tables and they're not sure what to do, we can combine both floral, we can do balloons and florals, we can do something unique and different, candles, different type of things. So centerpieces, backdrops, we do props as well. We have hand-painted custom props, we have wood props, a variety of things, just to give examples, like butterflies, cars, a boot, clouds, all different things, whatever the case may be. We also have stands, which can be essential for more traditional corporate type things, whether it be grand openings or ribbon cuttings. We have easels, we have sign holders, we have the necessary things for the integrity of things, such as the weights and the tools needed to keep things from falling over or hurting anybody and all that type of thing. Pretty much anything event related, if someone says, can you, I will say yes, and I'll figure out a way. I had a client who, when the giant bows were becoming a thing, she was like, can you make me this giant bow? And in my head, I'm like, how am I going to make this happen? And Robin, if you're listening, yes, this was you, and she knows, and we laugh about it. But I was like, how am I going to do this? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I will find a way. And I'm very transparent with people. I'll be like, listen, I have not yet made a giant bow, but I'm going to find a way to make you one. It's going to be phenomenal. And it is. And it's for rent, by the way, if anyone needs. So we have giant bows as well. We have florals. We can do fresh flowers. I am not a florist, but we can accommodate that. We do faux florals. So literally, if you think of something that you need for an event, like, we're down to try to find a way to make that happen for you.
All right. Yeah. So she's up for a challenge.
Always.
So we'll put that there. All right. So of all of the things you've done, we can say here in South Haven, back in Las Vegas,
yes.
Roll back through your mind.
Okay.
What is your favorite theme that you've done?
I love and hate this question because it's such a good one. And I'm the type of person who has difficulty saying I have a favorite anything because I truly do appreciate all the different things of different elements of different things. I do have like my tops that I would look back and say I felt most proud of, whether that be because it was overcoming a challenge or just really making a show-stopping piece. I do have those tops. Favorites, but I truly, truly do love everything that I do. I don't think I've ever walked away. Honestly, I don't think I've ever walked away from something and even to myself said, I hated it. Like, I just haven't. I really put so much heart and effort into trying to make it cute. So even if it's not my top one, I actually love them all. I'm sorry, that's not the answer you were looking for.
No, honest answers are okay. Yeah. And the fact that you truly are proud and love every one of them is a big deal. It really is.
Yeah.
Because it speaks volume to the amount of love that you put into them.
I always tell my clients too, I'll say, listen, I know that you're working with XYZ and you have this in mind, but I won't compromise my brand to meet whatever you're trying to like stick to. We'll have to find a middle ground, but I will always make sure that my brand and myself is reflected in what I'm giving you. So even if it's a loss for me, like, I'll make sure that it's right.
I love that. The integrity of that, it speaks volumes for your business and just the fact that you are who you are.
Yeah.
I love it. So with all of the things going on and how quickly this has exploded.
Yeah.
What are some of your goals and plans for you to carry this into the future? Yeah. What is up next for Balloon to Nada?
Absolutely. I truly believe that setting goals is important. I do monthly goals, both for my business and personal, so that I can have accountable measures to see my growth and where I'm going with things. This was my first year. It's coming up in April, actually. Super excited to celebrate our first year. And we've had a lot of accomplishments within that time. Some that were unexpected and some that were just, I put my head down and said, we're going to push through whatever and get there. And we did. So I'm excited about that. And moving forward, I'm hoping to really establish my assistance even more so that we can be more hands-on available for more events, because I see us doing more and more and more and more. I want people to know that they will have the peace of mind of being able to trust the local professional company that can handle whatever they need, personal, corporate, anything that comes to mind, that will be there to assist them. In the future, I may foresee us having some type of storefront or some type of place. I have like this idea where people could come in and be able to discuss their event, like have like this, like a consult about it. And maybe we draw up a mock-up, or maybe we have something set up where they could visually see it, have everything kind of on site where they could do that and work in the same environment as well. So people could see that it's not just balloons.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome. And I love that you're like, I am building an empire.
Yes.
But with a personal touch.
Yes.
It's still going to be the individualized.
Totally.
You're still, at the time, you are the only customer I have.
Yeah.
Even if there's 4,000 of them on the books somewhere, you are just phenomenal. I love that.
Thank you.
So what would you tell people that are looking to possibly have a party?
Yes.
Why would they need to come to you as opposed to... I can order balloons online.
Yeah, totally. And that's funny you say that. That's actually a great point. I even have shared that on my page. I have it saved as a highlight because it's something that in this industry, I can speak for all of us, guaranteed, that the products that we use are professional grade products. So that's partially why there's a difference in price when people say, well, I can buy this kit for $25. Great. If that's what you would like to do, go ahead. But it's not an apples to apples comparison. So the products that we use are, here's this little bunny, for example. This little man is 3 weeks old, to give you an example. He has maintained form and color and integrity because he's been kept in a temperature controlled environment, and he looks perfect. So you don't have to worry that your baby shower or wedding or first birthday is going to end up popping or snapping or falling or looking cloudy or faded or having a super nasty, toxic scent to them. It's just really bad. So the product itself is a lot different from ordering something on Amazon. However, also, sometimes, which has happened to me personally, true story, and not to accuse an individual, but this is just what happens. Amazon, whoever's in the world of Amazon, steals photos of professionals such as myself. They put the photo of our work, they put it on Amazon, then they find some random colors that are similar where they're getting them, I don't know where, and they say, this is what you can make with, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? First of all, that took me 4 hours to prep, 3.5 hours to install, and professional training. Like, go ahead. Have fun. Like, it's not that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely not the Amazon thing. And if, here's the other thing, too. When it comes to a party, there's elements to the party that everyone was going to prioritize differently, whether it be the food, whether it be the decor, whether it be the music, the invitations. Everyone's interests and priorities are different, and that's good, and that's great. But if you are someone who would like to have the environment really just leave people feeling like, wow, that felt great. The whole environment was just flooded with the whole theme, with the excitement, with the positivity, with the ambiance. If that's for you, if that's what you want, then it's going to be different than ordering some Amazon balloons.
Absolutely. And it's miles apart.
Oh, yeah.
What you create is an entire experience.
Yeah.
It's so, so much more than you could ever possibly pull off on your own. I mean, I am incredibly creative,
yeah,
and love the artsy stuffs, and there's no way I could do what you do.
But here's the thing, and even if you could, there's also the element of time with that. Like, we're all so busy that,
yeah,
time is a huge factor. And that's one thing I don't think that people realize, how much time goes into ordering, planning, calculating, preparation, transporting, installing, breaking down. Like, they just think, like, I show up to a party, there's some balloons. Well, if only you knew the hours and hours of manpower that Absolutely. Went into creating that. So that's why we're here, to help people who want that off their plate and want to be able to feel confident that it's going to get done the right way, get done how they expected it to be, and hopefully even beyond that.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, such
a
pleasure.
I have to ask everybody,
okay,
when you come on the podcast, mm-hmm, I mean, okay, I work for the Chamber.
Of course.
The Chamber's podcast.
Totally.
You're still a newbie. You've been with us,
yep,
for almost a year.
Yeah.
If you had to name one thing, two things, what is something that you feel like you have gained,
yep,
as a person being part of the Chamber?
Okay.
Is there anything that has made a difference to you personally or to your business as you've gotten started?
So I'll tell you a funny story with that. I came to the Chamber because I wanted to sell the Chamber. I wanted to sell to the Chamber. I wanted them to be my client. So that's how I found the Chamber. And I sat down with Miss Chantel, who's amazing, and I really enjoyed our conversation that day. And she said, let me tell you what we do and what we have to offer for you, and you tell me if that sounds like that could be something that's going to work for you. And I was like, Chantel, true story. I'm a hustler. Like, I don't need anyone to do anything for me. I don't really know if you're going to be able to give me anything I can't offer myself. I don't want to spend the money because I'm new. All the things that people say who aren't sure about joining it. And I told myself, I said, you know what, Jennifer? Like, you don't know unless you do it. So let's see if her claims are true. And I'll say, I actually do stand behind joining a chamber because, especially for me, someone who came to the area and didn't know anyone, regardless of not knowing anyone in general, just being a new business in general, it allows you to connect to other businesses. So that gives you also a sense of community with amongst businesses who can help you, guide you in the right direction. And it also gives you more of like a sense of credibility when you can say, I am associated with so-and-so chamber. I do work with so-and-so people. Like, it allows other people to then trust that, like, okay, you're taking this seriously. So I think that was a big takeaway for me, as well as having the opportunity to meet with people such as yourself who then guide you in more directions to be able to continue to see your business grow. There's literally nothing negative that can come of it. And I will say that it is as much as you want it to be. So if you're at a chapter in your business where you're like, I don't really want to utilize my chamber right now. Maybe in 6 months, I'll see what events they have, you can do it how you want to. But just knowing that you're a part of it and you have the tools and resources and people there I think it's really great. So I do. And I'm one, like people know, I won't say something that I don't stand behind. So I wouldn't say that if I didn't feel truthful about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate that. I love the fact that you are so real and so honest. And for those that are like just in the trenches and doing the thing every day, and you're like, I don't have time to come to a networking event.
Yeah.
It's not during a time when I'm not in my peak of my business.
Yeah.
There are so many more things, and I have to toot our own horn because we want to be relevant to even those people.
Right.
So if you have a website, we're a Grow with Google partner. So you have website optimization. So if you're a chamber member, you're automatically going to start coming up at the top of those search engines. There's value.
Right.
That right there earns your money back.
Absolutely.
If you don't have a website, as a chamber member, you have a landing page on our website. So if they go searching for you, they're still going to be able to find you, find your contact information.
Right.
So there's tons of things.
Totally.
So, yeah, I had to do that. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, no, it's true.
Shameless plug for the chamber.
Totally.
But I thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's
Guys,
been so fun.
If y'all are getting ready to have a birthday party, have a baby shower, if you're bored and you just want to invite some girls over for Bunko, give her a call and let her make it incredible.
We'll make it
Belinda
fabulous.
Belinda Knotted will make all the difference and really bring your party to the next level. Guys, if you haven't done so, please also go like and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of all of our businesses here locally and across the world, people learning how to do business better. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kristen Engelke, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.